What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't get it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. This is Naz,
Lauren,
and Ashley.
And we're so excited to bring back Ghostbusters this episode.
Ghostbusters!
So we've gotten so many messages from you guys asking us to get an update from Britain in our first Ghostbuster story. So we're going to call Britain, we're going to get an update, and then we will call our new ghostie and our new ghoster right after. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Britain. Hi. It's Ashley, Lauren, and Naz.
Hello. Hey, how are you guys?
Good. We've been getting so many updates or so many requests to get an update from you. Can you tell us what happened once you hung up the phone on our podcast with your ghoster?
Yeah. So first, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening. Like, I got so many encouraging messages and just like everyone was so amazing with that story, and it really like made me feel at peace with everything. People reached out who have been through similar situations. So I definitely feel, closure and like, I believe him more. And, it's just been so amazing. But yeah, after the podcast, we talked right after. I just, said, thank you for doing that.
I called him.
Yeah. We just talked for about 5 minutes and just really brief. I didn't want to push him because, it was just amazing to me that he was willing to come on and, share and talk about those things that were really personal. So then the day that the podcast came out, we talked again, and it was really great. Like, he was kind of back to his old self for a little bit. He was asking me tons of questions just about how I'm doing, what I'm doing with work and things like that. He was cracking jokes. It was just like he was back to his old self, but it would take like 24 hours still for messages to come in from him. So I could tell he's still like really, battling this thing, and he's really busy. But when he finally was there and was present, like, he was just making such a big effort. So yeah, I don't know what the future holds. Like, I don't think we're done yet. But there's still a long way for him to go. And I think that doing the podcast was kind of cathartic to him, and it really helped him. And so I think, there's a possibility in the future.
That's crazy.
Britain, that's good. I'm glad that you guys, that he's technically not a ghoster anymore. And it sounds like you both have a little bit more closure. And it sounds like we may be getting more updates as the months go on.
Yeah, I think so. I feel really positive about it. And I'm just trying to focus on, being there for him in the time that he needs it, like not pushing him to talk or anything like that. And, if he likes me, then it'll continue the way it's meant to, And I think you guys really helped me with that.
We are amazing. So glad to hear this.
I know. I'm so happy. Well, Britain, thank you so much for talking to us and giving us an update. And because of you, so many people have messaged us and allowed us to continue this Ghostbuster segment. So we are thankful to you for being our first.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Britain.
Bye.
Well, guys, it's so great that we started this podcast just to complain about guys and talk about what we didn't understand about the dating world of millennials. And look, we're helping people.
I know.
Yay.
I love that everyone's so invested in a Britain story.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ghostbusters lives on, guys. This is a thing. And Ashley and Lauren and I are so excited to help future people. And today We are helping Amanda. All right. So before we call, I just have to take a second and talk about one of our amazing sponsors, HelloFresh, because honestly, I don't know why it took me so long to get like hop on the HelloFresh train like all you guys are on. But it's literally changed my life because I'm really not a good cook. And they're so different from like any other like food delivery service out there because they shop, plan, and deliver step-by-step recipes and ingredients. And everything that they send you takes 30 minutes.
Right. And it's all pretty healthy. Like there's nothing super caloric and it's fresh ingredients. So you know what you're getting, you know what's going into your body.
Exactly. And I just love that everything's like in season, it's sustainable sourced, it's flavorful, and they really bring the fun back in cooking. And they just make it so easy for you because instead of being complicated, like everything you need is in one box. You literally don't need to go buy one thing. And the best part about HelloFresh is that it's literally less than $10 a meal. And they're now offering like light spring meals, and they just introduced breakfast options, which is my jam because breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. What's your favorite meal of the day?
Well, dinner, because I look forward to it all day and I usually can eat whatever I want. But, you know, breakfast is also amazing when I actually eat it.
Yeah. But my favorite meal recently were these two soft shell tacos. Have you had it yet? Oh my God. It's so good.
They're oniony and juicy.
So good. Okay. So you guys definitely need to try out HelloFresh for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. That's a lot of money. $30 off. All you have to do is visit HelloFresh.com. That's HelloFresh.com and enter our code GETIT30. So all in caps, all together, GETIT30, and you'll get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. All right, let's call her now. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Glenn.
All right, tell us your ghosting story from your very first connection with this guy. How did you meet him?
Okay, so we met actually on Hinge.
Oh my God, I use Hinge.
I know you do.
Yes.
No, I used it before I knew that you used it. So, no, so it's the only guy I've ever gotten a date with. Usually I use Bumble. That's usually more successful.
I have a Hinge date tonight, just throwing that out there.
Okay, so I met him on there, and then we started texting, and we talked for like a week, and like conversation's really good, and so finally we decided to meet up, and do you want me to just keep going?
Yep, the whole story.
Yeah, okay. So we met, there's a lake that is like in the middle of Minneapolis, so we walked around both the lakes. It's like 6 miles, so it's like 2 hours of talking, so I always figure if I could talk to someone for 2 hours straight, then things are probably pretty good. So that's my go-to date place. So anyways, we went there and then we were about to run and then he asked me if I wanted to grab sushi. So we went over and got sushi. And so like on the actual date, we both talked about like how we ghost people all the time. Yeah.
You talked about like, how both of you do it.
Yes. And, like I said, like my rule was that like if you only go on one date with someone, then it's appropriate. But if you go on more than one, then you owe them an explanation.
Okay.
And we agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's true.
Okay. Yeah. So, so then like when we were on the date, like things were going really well. And he was like, let's make a pact that we don't ghost each other. And I said, okay, like that sounds good to me. I won't ghost you if you won't ghost me.
My God. That's crazy.
So, yeah. So we ended the date and he texted me that night and he was like I really want to like get together again, blah blah blah. So then we set a date, so that was the day we decided to hang out like on a Thursday. So then the next and Wednesday we were just a little bit, and he works at the mall like one night a week, and he's working that night, and my best friend, she texted me and she's like, hey, do you want to meet up at the mall tonight, like because we okay so that sounds like really like just by chance. But that's like the halfway point. So like whenever we hang out, we just meet up small.
Right.
So I talked to him. I was like, oh, me and my friend are going to be there. He's like, you should stop by. So he was going on his break. So then he suggested that we all get dinner. So the three of us went and got dinner. And then when we left things at the mall, he was like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll text you, whatever. So then, can you still hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So then the next day we were texting a little bit, and then like an hour before we were supposed to hang out, I knew I was on call for work because I'm a flight attendant. And I got a call an hour before we were supposed to hang out, that I had to go fly. And so we had to reschedule. Mm-hmm. And then, like, ever since I had to reschedule, like, he kind of went MIA. Like, he texted, like, that weekend, he texted me, like, I can tell when you're, like, ghosting someone because I've done it, you know? Like, you kind of spread out your, like, a day apart and stuff. Yeah. I was starting to get that. And so finally I was just, like, after, like, a few days, I was just, like, you know, I was, like, if you don't want to, like, hang out anymore or whatever, you can just tell me, like, I'm cool with that, you know? Like, I don't want to date someone that's mad at me. So, and you can still hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So,
just so all the listeners, like, know, she is in the middle of a Hawaiian jungle right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get your story. Okay. Sorry. So we could still hear you.
Okay, great. So then, he's like, no, like, I want to get together. I've just been really busy. And I don't know when guys say that. I kind of just think.
Yeah,
like,
I don't believe it either.
Okay, you're probably not that into me. Like, if you're into me, you make time for me.
So here's the thing. I think you can have a date, and I feel like you can go a couple of days without seeing a guy, or, like, even, like, a week or so without seeing him because he's really busy. But I don't think being really busy is an excuse not to be in communication phone-wise, you know? Like, he could be able to text or, like, pick up the phone for a 10-minute conversation.
Right. We all know it takes 2 seconds to send a text message.
Especially since there was, like, before that, it was, like, he was texting me, like, a lot, you know? And then all of a sudden it was, like, a day between texts. It's like,
pattern.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So then I just kind of, like, let it be. I was like, whatever, on to the next. And then on the 4th of July, so this is, like, probably, like, 2 weeks after our date, he just, like, randomly, like, we had never Snapchatted, but he Snapchatted me on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And then, but I just didn't respond because I'm like, what the heck, you know?
It's so then, annoying when guys do that, too.
What do you do, like, happy 4th of July?
Just a random snap,
of
like a beer in his hand or something. Photos of a beer.
It's so weird to me that guys can, like, not talk to you but still snap or like your pictures and stuff.
When we talk to this gentleman, definitely ask what the fuck he was doing with the snap, not the text.
This will answer so many questions. Right.
No, totally. Okay, so then it gets a little weirder. So then, like, a week after that, he randomly, like, liked one of my Instagram photos from, like, 3 days prior. So, you know, it's, like, not coming up in his feed. Like, he went on my profile and, like, you know, like, it's like I don't know.
I've heard from guys that it means I see you, or they definitely do it on purpose sometimes.
Yeah. No, I think so too. So then I sent him this whole story to Naz or to you guys. And then Naz, like, contacted me. And then this morning, I don't know, when did you contact him?
So, just so you know, I got in contact with him today.
okay. So, at 6 a.m., like, Minneapolis time, he liked one of my Instagram photos that I posted, like, 4 days ago.
Oh, my God. No.
Interesting.
Wait, what time did you...
And there's more.
Okay.
I have more.
Okay.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, probably a week ago, I got a new iPhone, the iPhone 7 Plus. It was exciting. So
great. It's a life changer.
I know. It really is. Okay. So I sent him a snap, just like with everybody else. And then he Snapchatted me and he goes, how are you? What have you been up to? And then I sent him and I go, who are you? ? And then he was like, attacking him. And I'm like, you totally ghosted me. He goes, I ghosted you. You ghosted me. And then he was like, do you want to go out on a date? And I said, sure. And then he's like, okay, I'll text you tomorrow. Well, I don't have his number or anything because I got, like, a new phone. I lost all my contacts.
You lost all your contacts?
So I was like, okay, sounds good. Yeah, the lady didn't know what she was doing at the phone store. So anyways, I lost all my contacts. So I don't have his number. And he was like, okay, I'll text you tomorrow. So that was, like, probably, like, 4 or 5 days ago. And he never texted me or anything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so...
And then he likes one of my photos, so it's just kind of weird.
Wait, so Amanda, how did you have his number to give to me?
How did I... I got a new phone, like, the day after.
Got it.
Yeah, because I think I sent that email, like, a week ago.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know if this is a true ghosting situation.
But he does have ghosting tendencies. Like, he should have texted you.
No, I know. He's showing disinterest in a way.
Well, it's just weird. Like,
you don't ask someone on a date and then not hear from them. You know, he called her a ghoster. First of all, let's do a quick recap.
Okay.
So they met on Hinge. They go on a date. They literally admit that they are both ghosters and how they will not ghost each other. And here we are in the Ghostbusters podcast. And then,
yeah.
And then you have a date. You're on call. You have to take a flight. You reach out the next day. All of a sudden, he's unresponsive, but he's responsive via Snapchat and Instagram for the next couple weeks. And then through Snapchat, tells you that you ghosted him when you clearly have not. And
right.
Then you're like, you ghosted me. And then he asks you out on a date and says he'll text you the next day. And then he didn't. So this is for sure.
Right.
And then this morning you said you heard from him?
No, he liked her photo.
Oh, he liked her. Okay. And how long ago was your first date?
Say that again.
How long ago was your first date?
It was a month ago.
Okay. This is fresh.
All right. So here we go. We're going to put you on hold. Amanda, we're going to call him. He is going to remain anonymous. And then I will introduce everyone and then we'll kind of let you take the floor, Amanda, and you can ask him why he hasn't responded and why he ghosted you. Okay.
Wait, oh my gosh. I'm going to sound like a psycho. Okay.
No, you're not. We're doing on the Ghostbusters podcast. Don't worry about it.
I know. Okay, this was like Jerry
Springer. Just to remember, try not to use his name, and if you do, we'll bleep it out. It's fine. But try not to use his name, and here we go.
All right, before we dive into this, I want to talk to you a little bit about this cool wine club we discovered called Wink. If you're like me, you may not know exactly what kind of wine you like. All I know is that I go off my parents' taste. So I've basically grown up, 21 plus, just getting Pinot Noir and Chianti.
Same. I literally go in the grocery store and I pick bottles based on their label because I know nothing about wine.
I know. So that's basically me too. Anything that looks interesting. But this new club, Wink, is awesome because not only does it deliver wine straight to your door, it actually sends you personalized wine that it's personalized to your palate, like your taste buds. It's really awesome. You take this quiz and it like asks you questions like, do you like this taste? Do you like this smell? Blah, blah, blah. And it figures out which types of wine you would actually prefer. All right. Well, now Wink, that is WINC, is offering our listeners $22 off your first order when you go to wink.com/getit, G-E-T-I-T. That is Wink, WINC.com/getit. And it gets even better. I know you guys hate for shipping, so Wink will actually pay for your shipping on orders of 4 bottles or more. So take something off your to-do list. Don't go and mosey the aisles of the grocery store not knowing what you're getting. Just go to wink.com/getit to get $22 off your first order now. Wink.com/getit. All right, let's get back to the dirt.
Hi, this is Naz and Lauren and Ashley.
Hello.
How are we doing?
We're so good.
We're so glad to have you on the I Don't Get It podcast.
Yes.
Do you have any idea who you may have ghosted?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Well, we can't thank you enough for doing this with us. Obviously, we're not going to use your name. We'll bleep it, but we'll just call you Guy on the phone, if that's okay with you.
Or Ghoster.
Ghoster, fine.
Okay. Well, we are about to merge the calls now, and then I'll introduce who is on the other line. So give us 1 second. All right. So to the guy on the phone, we have a girl by the name Amanda on the line. And Amanda asked us to connect with you because she felt like you were ghosting her. So, Amanda, we're going to give you the floor now to ask the gentleman on the phone any questions that you have.
What's up, Amanda?
Hi. Did you think it was me?
I wasn't sure. I know we had talked about ghosting, so I thought it was at least a relevant subject for us.
Yeah. So I listen to the podcast all the time, and when they said, we need someone who's been ghosted. And I was like, you know what? I'm getting ghosted right now. So I sent them an email. I didn't think that's the way to call me, but they did. So I guess I just want to know, what the deal is.
Well, in all fairness, you lost your phone, too. We were Snapchatting, 2 nights ago. So, no, this isn't totally dead. I mean, you're not totally wrong that, I wasn't actively, talking to you that much. But, we've both been really busy, too. So, I can't say that was like a, oh, I'm done with Amanda, but it was this kind of, oh, and you know how much I've kind of been working lately, and you're all over the place too, so didn't mean it to be like a bad thing, really, just kind of circumstantial.
I know. I just felt like our first day went so well, and then like when you kind of blew me off like towards the weekend, and I was just kind of like, what the heck? Like I thought, like honestly, you're like the best date I've been on in a long time, so I was kind of surprised. You know, like if a guy's really into me, he like looks to me a lot, or you know, I don't know. It's just kind of, I don't know. Like, did you ever like want to go on a second date, or like was it just kind of, I don't know?
Yeah, no, I mean, I did. That was a lot of fun. We had a good walk, and sushi was fun, and I thought we were gonna hang out, and then you got a flight, and it just kind of, I don't know, just kind of petered out. So
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Like me being a flight attendant and having to like kind of like having a like crazy schedule, like not knowing like when I'm going to be home and when I'm going to be gone. Does that like affect any of it? Like when I had to bail on you, like on our second date?
A little bit, but more just because it was, I don't know. I like I said, I just got really busy. So it was, yeah, it would have probably helped keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
You know, like it just kind of ran its course a little bit, and next thing you know, we're both 2 weeks later, and yeah, nothing really went wrong. It was more just didn't keep going.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I have a question for the guy on the phone. So I guess I just want people who do ghost to define what busy means. Does busy mean I just wasn't necessarily interested? Because I feel like text messages, you know, takes like 2 seconds. And you asked her to, you said, let's hang out, let's go on a date, I'll call or text you tomorrow, and then never did. Can you tell us what the actual reason was behind that, or if it truly was because you were just busy, and what that means?
It's probably half and half. You actually lose, like I said, the momentum. You just kind of, it's in your mind, and you, something comes up, and you kind of forget to do it, and becomes less and less of a big deal. So I think with 2 or 3 days, whatever it was, I think you wrote, did you go down to Arizona at that point? So it's half the fact that I didn't kind of care to do it, but also that it just was being busy. So I don't know that it's completely that you don't care, like you're just trying to go with someone, but that it's just things come up and you lose track.
Well, thank you for your honesty. And I also want to know, you liked her Instagrams, but you didn't like them the day of. You kind of went into her profile and liked them a couple days later. Just for, like, the sake of womankind, does that mean anything?
I think that that's just me being terrible at social media, because I don't know that I ever specifically went into her profile. I think I just don't check frequently enough where the Instagram gives me, like, my top people or whatever it is. I'd probably check it every third day, so I wonder if it was just that I got thrown the batch that it thought I would like, because I'm pretty sure I did not go digging to like old pictures.
Okay, one more question for the guy on the phone. You thought that she was like the one you're supposed to be with, would the momentum have kept up?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair. You know, if you're super attracted to someone, then you probably make it work at all costs. Amanda, we talked about this a little bit too, where like it's the hyper dating thing where we're both meeting off of an app. Like, you're kind of like, it was pretty good, but not perfect. So,
yeah, like, on to the next show
or whatever. I thought it was kind of cool. We both talked about that openly before the fact. And then, just kind of a combination of things didn't keep it going.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about dating app culture. Are you in the place right now where you are trying to find a girlfriend, or are you just trying to go on a lot of dates? And I'm not saying that with judgment. I'm just saying that, like, a lot of guys are using apps just to like kind of see what's out there and maybe as a hookup mechanism and not so much a relationship finder. Yeah.
I'm not using it to hook up at all. In fact, it's just kind of tiring. There's just such a barrage of pictures and stuff you look at that I'm kind of just like, don't care. It's just more of like a, if you find someone great, then if not, it's just like a time kill. And I think that's kind of where a lot of people, I've talked to some other guys too, where it's kind of like, whatever.
But like, are you looking to like settle down, or are you just looking to like date? I think that's what she was asking.
Oh, no, I'd like to find someone serious, but I'm also not going to force the issue too. So it's kind of that weird in between where you want to be open to going out and meeting people, but it's time consuming. It's, you know, going out all the time, trying to meet someone is just, can be a lot.
Right. So where do your feelings currently stand for Amanda?
I think it'd be fun to go out again. Like, we had a good time. I don't, there was no reason to not.
Like, you don't think I'm getting away doing
this? No, it's funny. I was a bit skeptical at first. Nod stayed on me, so kudos to you.
But I
think it was funny.
Yeah, okay, good.
So do you think you guys will see each other again?
I think we could. Are you in town?
I'm in Hawaii.
You're in Hawaii. Here's part of the problem. We call this ghosting, but she's calling from a beach somewhere.
But she's still calling.
She's calling from the Hawaiian jungle.
I can't be totally at fault here.
Calling from the grave.
No, but I think what we're trying to say is she cared enough being on vacation in a way. You obviously had some type of effect on her that she just wanted to know, you know, what it was. But I feel like if we're giving you this platform to the guy on the phone, I would just... We here on the I Don't Get It podcast really do appreciate honesty, and we feel like you have been honest, but we would just rather you use this platform to be completely honest and maybe not lead Amanda on anymore and let her know it's not going to happen anymore, or you actually are going to see her.
I would be going out again to see what happened. I don't know that. I don't know. I'm very uncommittal, as you can tell. Oh, yeah, you did.
All right, Amanda, do you have anything else you want to say to the guy on the phone?
No, I mean, if you want to go out with me, you can text me. Like, you know, there's no pressure. Like, it's really whatever. Like I said, I don't want to go out with people who – I don't want to go out with guys who are not, like, really into me. So if you're not into me, that's okay, you know?
No, let's give it a chance. I mean, we'll figure something out. We're both just all over the place, so we can lock down a date and do it again.
Okay, sounds good.
Yay! I'm so happy. We hope to hear updates from your guys' date, and to the guy on the phone, we thank you.
Thank
Does anyone
you so
here,
much.
Ashley,
I know
do
difficult.
You have any other questions for him?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, thank both of you, because everyone listening now will hopefully open up more and not ignore people and speak to them, because we're all human beings on this planet, and it takes 2 seconds to send a text. So thanks both of you for being a part of our episode 2 Ghostbusters.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, well, guys, I feel like they're maybe going to go on another date again.
That's stupid. They shouldn't go on another date. He doesn't like her enough.
He didn't seem like he did, but maybe now he won't ignore people, and maybe he'll actually give her a chance and tell her that in person.
Maybe, but also at the end of all this, they even established on their first date that like it takes 2 or 3 dates in order to be considered a ghoster.
They also said that they are both hyper-dating.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. I don't think that Amanda was dating as much as this guy.
Right. And I think that's in a lot of cases When I go on a date, I'm always like, yeah, I'm dating 100 people. And I know a lot of girls are, but I think a lot of girls aren't.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just looking for that one person. And like he said, I thought it was interesting that he said, I talk to my friends about it all the time. We're just, it's like they're leisurely doing it.
For me personally, I feel like you're not technically ghosted unless you've hung out with this person more than 3 serious times. Like, maybe one of those times was with a group, but I would think that you'd have to have a little bit more time together than just one solid date and then a hey at the mall to be considered a ghoster.
I think it depends on how deep your feelings are. And you're the first to say, Ashley, that it doesn't matter how long you spend with someone. It's the amount of feelings.
You've had feelings for someone you've never met in person
before.
That's
true.
I do.
Yeah.
You fall in love with people on TV that you've never met. So I feel like we can't discredit her feelings. I think it's totally a justified ghoster. If you guys have been ghosted after one date, I'm willing to call the guy and be like, hey, because at the end of the day, you can just say, hey, I don't like you anymore. Or I don't remember. I went on a date this week, guys. So just so everyone knows, I went on a date. Long story short, I wasn't feeling it. And literally when I got home, I said, I think we're just friends because I don't want to waste other people's times and feelings.
And that, she said that was the best date she's been on a long time. And that sucks.
She really liked him. And they talked a lot. Yeah. So what does it matter if they haven't seen each other in IRO? You know?
I don't know. Well, I had a point.
We win, Az.
No.
We don't win. It's good that Ashley has a different opinion about it.
Okay, this is what qualifies as a ghost then. If you're saying that one date can count, it's if you prolong the conversation after the first date, if you plan on meeting a second time, if you continue to go back and forth with each other, and then all of a sudden he drops off. But if you go on a first date and then you don't hear from him again, well then.
Yeah, but this was more than that. They met again, like literally.
It was more than that.
Yeah.
So I'm agreeing that in this case.
Yeah, I think if any. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But it's still ghosting.
He made a very interesting point that the like of the Instagram may not be what you think it is.
I know.
Yeah,
wow,
that
right?
was cringy.
I was like, oh shit, I've been making myself feel so good for so many years.
I know, it's like we girls were like, oh my God, he liked a picture. It was like 5 days ago. And it's like, he's like, yeah, I just don't log on.
He probably
on.
Follows like 4 people. Yeah, and I'm just going through his feed.
So crazy.
Hey, at least she's blessed. He still follows her.
That's good.
I know, that's awesome.
People who you follow, do they come up on your, not the news feed, but the things you'd like page?
No, because you follow them.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Oh, the explore page?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are people you don't follow, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, no. Some photos that do really well
that's
pop
like the popular
up
page.
On my, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Well, this was very interesting. If you feel like you've been ghosted and you want to confront your ghoster on the I Don't Get It podcast, please email info@heartbrokenanonymous.com. This will be a continuing podcast, so you might be the next person to be reunited with your ghost.
Right, and we heard from Britton earlier. I feel like we are helping people, which is ultimately our goal. We just want to help you. And when you email that email, guys, make sure you leave your number and your ghoster's number and what your availability is. All right, so thanks everyone for listening. This is Ghostbusters episode 2. And let us know what you guys think of the podcast. Use the hashtag I Don't Get It podcast on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. My Instagram's at Naz Perez.
At Lauren AI.
And my Twitter is Ashley Iko. And I never, ever check my Instagram DM. So just make sure that you write me there on Twitter.
Awesome.
See you guys later.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Love
you guys. Bye.
Podcast. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.